Radical Empathy, A Continuous Score, Act 7, The Mixtapes, is a 60-minute public sonic action brought to you by PDA.
An alphabet. A symptomatic anxiety.
Instrument.
Breathing. I'm thinking of my breathing. I look at exercises online and how to strengthen the lungs and to remove mucus. I test myself by pushing my body to exhaustion.
Now we call it doing the corona test.
So far, I feel fine.
The remote.
Coronatopia.
And it doesn't seem
do the right
to be
thing.
Working
what is
anymore.
Right seems to be an even more relative term
but
these days.
Let's see if it works now.
Elimination of the elderly. At least 2/3 of the retirement homes in the Gothenburg area
so
have detected cases of COVID-19 amongst their patients.
Very, very useless.
Phobia of giving birth. News bulletin. The region of Stockholm is now cancelling all their cesarean sections. That isn't a medical emergency. Mom on signal. I hope this isn't happening to them. Me on signal. Oh no, I really hope it isn't. News bulletin. Danderyd Hospital denies the information that non-emergency cesarean sections are being stopped at the hospital, TT writes, citing a press release. Mom on signal. Did you just read the new statement? Me on signal. Yes, I did. After months of negotiations and application writing, the date is now set to the 27th of May. Going out anyway. Half measures, holistic strategies. 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 Irresponsibility. But Gran isn't afraid of germs. What has that got to do with it? She's 95 years old and shouldn't spend time with your old colleague's grandkids. It's just for a short trip. She really needs to get out of the house. But you know how many times she has had pneumonia in recent years. I don't want to talk about this. I'm hanging up. Juxtapositions. Knotweed is in season. They taste really good. Aren't they an invasive species? Losing boundaries. Work, private, spare time, working hours, weekends, weekdays, working weekends, private ends, spare work, private hours. Masks are not ordered because they lack the proper certificate. But we are using coffee filters. I'd like to see the certificate on those. Nervousness. High blood pressure, around 70 years old. Years of intake of medication that is weakening the lungs. Newly operated. She gets out of breath just by walking slowly to the bus stop. He tries to get the blood pressure down. She refuses to let go of the grocery shopping. They've both smoked so much in their lives. Othering. Prioritizations are still ambiguous. Qualms. Racisms. Sex toys. Tattoo of Tegnell. He seems to be a very sympathetic person who instills a great deal of calm in me and in general population, I believe. He's planning on keeping the tattoo even if the Swedish strategy in the end results in more deaths than a more stricter policy would have done. We should be proud that the Swedish people have been able to move freely, trusting we take responsibility for ourselves and others. Unless you feel any symptoms, you're more than welcome. Vacancies. What about injecting disinfectant? We can do something like that by injecting inside or almost a cleaning. Xenophobia. You mean she stayed home from work and still wants to meet up with you for a walk even though she has a fever? Zoom. I call it the Zoom void. There is this kind of void when interacting via the screen. A void that is stealing meaning, words, and energy. The void is a specific moment in time that occurs when someone is speaking and you're trying to read their lips to fully hear, see what they're saying. And there's a lag between the motions of their lips and the corresponding audio produced by their voice. This disconnect creates a very weird gap, a hole, a void, a sort of cut in time-space that just swallows comprehension. I try not to follow the movements of the speaking person's lips, but I cannot discipline my eyes well enough. The hear-seeing has been automated a long time ago, and I keep on being sucked back into that cut. I'm starting to think about a specific space somewhere on the internet where all these fractions are being collected as a big rubbish pile of broken meaning, lapsed language, exhausted tongues, and lagging phonetic sounds.
Never Too Late, National Coming Out Day. This public sonic call for action is brought to you by PDA. National Coming Out Day is on 11th of October, and it's never too late to come out. And let's remember that although LGBTIQ identities may seem to be accepted realities in 2020, studies measuring the global closet reveal a different reality. According to a study at the Yale School of Public Health, approximately 83% of those who identify as lesbian, gay, or bisexual keep their orientation hidden from all or most of the people in their lives, a concealment that could have major implications for global public health. Concealment takes its toll through the stress of hiding that can contribute to depression and anxiety, substance abuse, and susceptibility to infectious disease. Concealment also keeps LGBTIQ folks away from each other and from adequate public health attention that can call for necessary law and healthcare changes. Despite such negative health consequences, in many places around the world, concealment and its stressors are safer than the alternative, says John Pachankis, associate professor at the Yale School of Public Health. Same-sex marriage is currently legal in 28 countries, while 43 provide protections against hate crimes based on sexual orientation. Same-sex sexual activity, however, is criminalized in 72 countries, including 8 where it is punishable by death. So, turn to your LGBTIQ friends on 11th of October and also on all the other days and celebrate them for having stepped through the threshold. It could save other lives that are still closeted. Be compassionate, be supportive, be woke.
Yeah.
What is radical empathy? JK. Radical empathy. It disrupts entitlement. It's about reviewing internalized stories and the expectation to be treated in certain ways. All. It's the disruption that excites us. MC. Radical empathy. It's something unruly and out of control, disrupting who I am and how I know who I am. It's not about feeling what someone else feels, but being open to imagine other perspectives and experiences. All. It's the power of imagination that pushes us. AE. Radical empathy. It's bodies assembling together, the space in between, over and around us. It's raised fist, open hands, arms linked, high fives, fist bumps, arms around each other, back to back, a pyramid of bodies with soft and loud voices. All. It's the physicality that daunts us. No, actually, all. It's the physical reality that daunts us. I think we like the physicality. MC. Radical empathy. It's being humble enough to recognize the difference between ideological discomfort and visceral terror. All. It's the humility that challenges us. JK. Radical empathy. It's about being comfortable dealing with the uncomfortable. And to deal with our beliefs not only as theory, not only as emotion, but as a code of conduct towards justice. All. It's the outrage towards injustice that motivates us. AE. Radical empathy. It's the insistent hope that is checked by criticality without falling into cynicism. All. It's the complexity that confounds us. AE. Radical empathy. It's about facing up to the mechanisms of silence that comes with the normalization of fascism, and knowing that we can continue to be vigilant when we are afraid, just like we know we will be vigilant even when we are tired. All. It's the responsibility that fatigues us. JK. Radical empathy. It's about being realistic to the conditions of oppression that surrounds us, the harsh light of judgment that immobilizes us, and how a lack of self-care can deplete us. All. It's the vulnerability of it that scares us. MC. Radical empathy. It's working to understand someone else's experience as they are feeling it, and not as how we imagine we would feel it in their position. All. It's the earnesty of it that embarrasses us. JK. Radical empathy. It's not knowing exactly how. It's not a quick fix. It's not a tried and tested solution, but it's a call to action. All. It's the potential of it that excites us. All. And it's the urgency of it. It's the urgency of it all that drives the need for radical empathy for us.
When she came here from India at the age of 19, she maybe didn't quite imagine this moment, but she believed so deeply in an America where a moment like this is possible. And so I am thinking about her and about the generations of women, black women, Asian, white, Latina, Native American women, who throughout our nation's history have paved the way for this moment tonight. Women who fought and sacrificed so much for equality and liberty and justice for all, including the black women who are often, too often, overlooked, but so often prove they are the backbone of our democracy.
Åh, jobbar med gruset. Kom igen, tryck. Kom igen, Annie, du har den. Kom igen. Tryck, 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 tryck.
All agents are currently assisting other customers. Please remain on the line and our next available agent will be with you as soon as possible.
Public service announcement. We are all waiting.
All agents are currently assisting other customers. Please remain on the line and our next available agent will be with you as soon as possible.
Bra. Snyggt. Snyggt. Bra, Annie. Kom igen. En till.
All agents are currently assisting other customers.
Snyggt.
Please remain on the line and our next available agent will be with you as soon as possible.
So, I'm going to record our poem, but first I have to turn the mic around. Okay. Okay. Being vulnerable in solidarity calls for empathy. Apathy creates normalization of fascism, insisting on vigilance. When silence is complicity, this is a call to action. Okay, let me try that again. Our poem, Being Vulnerable in solidarity, calls for empathy.
Our poem.
Apathy creates normalization of fascism.
In solidarity, calls for empathy.
Insisting
apathy
on
being vulnerable.
When silence
in solidarity.
Is complicity.
Insisting
this
on
is
calls
for empathy.
When
to
silence
action.
Is complicity.
Being
this
apathy vulnerable.
Creates.
In solidarity.
Normalization of fascism.
Calls for empathy.
Insisting
apathy
on vigilance.
Creates normalization of
when
fascism.
When silence is complicity.
Insisting on vigilance.
This is a call to
when
action.
When silence is complicity. This is a call to action.
No need for splaining. Announcement against mansplaining, whitesplaining, heterosplaining. This public sonic call for action is brought to you by PDA. The dictionary defines mansplaining as the explanation of something by a man, typically to a woman, in a manner regarded as condescending or patronizing. It usually begins with interrupting someone when they are speaking, falsely accusing them of overreaction, and assuming they know more about the subject than the other person. Studies show that men dominate 75% of conversations in decision-making groups. And there are over 35,000 posts about mansplaining on Instagram alone. All of this attests to how widespread this issue is for so many women, especially women of color, queer women, trans women, women with disabilities, and etc. Most probably, you won't think this public service announcement is about you, and that it's preaching to the converted, and that you could have written this better, funnier, and more effectively. If you felt any of this in the course of listening to this announcement, check yourself. Check your ego for any bumps or bruises. Frequent checking of yourself can help prevent the mansplaining epidemic that's been decimating populations for the past 2,000 years. Wrinkle-free laughter. Laugh all you want in a responsible anti-aging way.
I went to a party of a contemporary modern dancer who moved in with a neuroscientist. There, I met an anesthesiologist. He was a young man, a former singer in an indie rock band. He had a high-pitched voice, which he was using very enthusiastically to tell me about a syndrome he had recently self-diagnosed himself with. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, or ASMR for short. Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response is a neologism for a supposed biological condition where one feels a distinct pleasurable tingling sensation in the head, scalp, or peripheral regions of the body in response to visual, auditory, olfactory, and or cognitive stimuli. The excitable anesthesiologist was insisting that this wasn't a sexual feeling, but a deeper sort of relaxing pleasure he got from listening to someone who spoke in a particular way. He couldn't perform an example for me to understand what he meant exactly. Later, I went home and went online to find examples. There were lots, usually of videos with women who were whispering or speaking softly while performing some kind of practical or menial tasks. Visuals can be distracting, especially if they're of attractive women very tightly framed in the camera. So I closed my eyes to focus on their voice. After several audio experiences of videos of women whispering mundane tasks, such as how to remove plastic wrapping from a sandwich, or removing shoes and socks very slowly and softly, I got a bit tired. So I tried to look for videos with men that were whispering to induce the ASMR syndrome, but there weren't as many. I would try to perform an example of what I heard, but I don't think my voice is capable of hitting the right register and frequency. I went to see a performance by a fairly well-reputed artist. He is Swedish, but has been living in Copenhagen since a long time. He is a friend, and I like him. But in strict doses, since we speak mostly about his relationship problems. And while I enjoy listening to him, sometimes there are too many women in his stories, and I get a bit rattled by tales of all the misplaced emotions. The performance was quite good, since he is a good performer. I think he has developed a particular method of constructing his performances. a tickling panoply of factual matters interwoven with personal anecdotes to create something weird that's sometimes refreshing. He has also found a good voice and an almost faultless elocution. The performance was called The Nordic Sound, and one of the facts mentioned was the engineering of Margaret Thatcher's voice. She had trained to speak in a lower register because a deep voice signaled power. The logic was such that the deeper the voice, the greater the power. I liked very much how this was exemplified in my friend's performance, such that I will now perform quote him. I'm the executive. 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 Earlier in this text, I couldn't perform a whispering narrative to induce an autonomous sensory meridian response. But I had no qualms now to perform, quote, how lowering the voice by an octave could connote a person, a powerful person in our society. I dwell on this mundane fact because I'm sitting here with a question from Anna Maria. She asked, can the artist speak? She invited some artists to answer this question and to think along. I am one of the artists who accepted her invitation. And by accepting, I immediately found myself with a recipe for disaster. Can the artist speak? To answer, I don't know, would be such a monumental cop-out, I might as well not have accepted the invitation in the first place. To answer with a question, can the artist be heard, would be a boring cop-out on my part that pretends to look at the context of where speech happens, which is an interesting thing to analyze and has been analyzed by interesting people. But I can only offer shallow reasonings of who gets to speak and who gets heard. I am currently sitting under a heavy blanket with a Marantz recorder, sweating, yes, sweating in Sweden, to record this answer. So forgive me for resorting to self-help language, but I am beginning to smell myself and would like a bit of help to finish this up. Please let me be more than a monkey. Please give me wisdom to know what's really going on. Please give me courage to always do what should be done when standing at perilous crossroads. Please don't let me lose integrity. I am a monkey. I have wisdom. I am courageous. I will always try to hold on to my integrity to the best of my ability. And yes, the artist can sometimes sing, but not all artists can sing.
Thank you. So I'm reading from Alexis Pauling Gums.
This public sonic call for action is brought to you by PDA. Are you planning your next summer bikepacking trip? Are you looking for a fun and fast way to keep fit? Or do you just simply think commuting to work with the power of your quads is better than with fossil fuels? Then a bicycle is something for you. Before purchasing your new bike, please make sure that you're buying a rideable rolling contraption driven by pedals and not the weapon of choice of the officials of a neo-fascist police state. When browsing your local bike shop or scrolling your internet bike supplier, please be aware of any markings of the kind TREK, Totalitarian Repression of Equality Clan. If this acronym is anywhere to be found on the object in front of you, please be advised that this is a weapon and not a bicycle. Let me repeat, a weapon and not a bicycle. And please move along to the next recreational vehicle instead, and don't forget to buy a helmet.
Transom.
Transom.
Baby,
transom.
Baby,
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 I want you to know
that I feel transom.
That I feel transom.
Transom.
Baby, I need you to know.
I need you to know.
Transom.
That you feel transom.
That you feel transom.
Baby, I want you to know.
Transom tonight.
That I feel
transom.
Baby, I want you to know.
Baby, I need you to know.
That I feel transom.
That you feel transom.
Baby, I need you to know.
I need you
so transom tonight.
That you feel transom.
Baby,
I want you to know.
That I feel
so transom tonight.
Baby, I need you to know.
It's late.
That you feel.
And we're up at night.
Transom. Rucker, stop eating that.
Baby, you touch me right.
Stop eating.
Kissing my genders.
In our bedroom.
In our bedroom.
You're touching me tender.
You
make me so wet.
You make me so wet.
With my body all thin.
With my body all
thin. And my face all masked.
No paper.
Touch me again, baby.
All masked.
Stop.
You make me wet, baby.
Touch me again, baby.
Transom.
You make me wet.
Kissing me tender.
You make me so wet.
Transom.
With my body all thin.
Kissing me tender.
And my face all masked.
You make me so wet.
Baby.
Touch me again, baby.
With my body all thin.
Transom. You make me wet, baby.
And
kissing
my face
me
all masked.
You make me so wet.
Touch me again.
You make me wet.
With my body all thin and my face all masked.
Touch me again, baby.
No, baby.
You make me wet.
Rucker, stop biting me. Ow, ow, ow.
Questionable questions. This public sonic call for action is brought to you by PDA. The National Center for Transgender Equality understands if someone has never met a transgender person before. They might naturally be quite curious and have questions for them. They do note, however, that there are many questions that require a pause before asking of a trans person. Test out the pause and ask yourself, why do I want to know this information? Test out the pause and ask yourself, why do I want to know this information? Curiosity can take us out of our comfort zone, allow us to see new potentials, and develop deeper empathy. But there are many ways to gain access to information, and constantly asking someone to be the sole educator or resource can be both draining for them and quite unnecessary. Practice the pause and ask yourself, would I feel comfortable if someone asked me this question? Practice the pause and ask yourself, would I feel comfortable if someone asked me this question? How would you feel being asked about intimate or personal details, about your genitalia or sex life? Even if you think you would not mind, take a moment to consider the invasiveness of your inquiry. Embrace the pause and ask yourself, would I ask this question of a cis person in a similar situation? Embrace the pause and ask yourself, would I ask this question of a cis person in a similar situation? Are you asking a person more personal or potentially offensive questions because they're transgender? Let's expand this a bit. Are you asking more personal or potentially offensive questions because you're talking to a person of color, a migrant, someone with different religious beliefs, or someone who is differently abled than you. Carl Sagan once wrote, "There is no such thing as a dumb question. Every question is a cry to understand the world." He did preface that by saying, "There are naive questions, tedious questions, ill-phrased questions, questions posed after inadequate self-criticism." So remember, practice the pause and get rid of those questionable questions.
Thank you for waiting. We are working as fast as we can to
answer. Practice the pause and get rid of those questionable questions.
We work too hard. We're too tired to fall in love. Therefore, we must overthrow the government. We work too hard. We're too tired to overthrow the government. Therefore, we must fall in love.
Thank you for waiting. We are working as fast as we can to answer your call.
We work too hard. We're too tired to fall in love. Therefore, we must overthrow the government. We work too hard. We're too tired to overthrow the government. Therefore, we must fall in love.
Thank you for waiting. We are working as fast as we can to answer your call.
Okay, so you want the deadline to be the 1st of November? Is that what you were saying?
Oh, sorry. I thought that's what you
said. No, I just said we knew we needed to at least give us until the 1st of November. I mean,
yes.
So, is it better for y'all to have it on a Sunday or Monday or Tuesday? I mean, does it matter what?
For me, Sunday is actually good because then I have midterms.
Yeah.
Yeah, that coming week, that 45 is quite intense. It's like I'm installing show and it's a little bit of everything, and I'm going on a funeral and.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Thank you for waiting. We are working as fast as we can to answer your call.
But it might fit. But so we can, do you say deadline first? First, Sunday, 1st of November? Yeah. Just wondering when to meet.
Thank you for waiting. We are working as fast as we can.
Yeah, that week is a bit gnarly for me.
Yeah,
But,
me too.
Yeah, well, why don't we push that deadline a little bit to give us more time to make it, and then we can meet the following week, week 46.
Yeah.
Would that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, if we, yeah, and then we have, what is it, like 46 is 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. No.
What?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks before the deadline.
We can do it.
Thank you for waiting. We are working as fast as we can to answer your call.
So should we push the sound deadline to the 8th instead?
Okay.
4?
Yeah.
And then we meet during that week 46?
Yeah.
Is that Is that a non-teaching week?
Work? Yeah, it is.
So
thank you for waiting. We are working as fast as we can to answer.
Because there's a lot of meetings happening. I only have like faculty days Monday, Tuesday.
And then there's a BA meeting on Wednesday. Is that Tuesday?
I'm extremely flexible at that point, so I think it's you all decide what's best for you. Or we can, if you don't know all your meetings yet, we can book once you know.
Thank you for waiting. We are working as fast as we can to answer your call.
I mean, like, it, right? Yeah, but that week, in week 46, Tuesday, I can after one. But I think that's an all-staff day, so I don't know. On Monday, I can... Monday is not so good. But Tuesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm good that week.
I'm fine. Thursday at 4, I need to do an HSM. Or I want to go listen to an HSM lecture, but it's online. So my only booking out is like Thursday at 4. I would just need to jump to another meeting.
Thank you for waiting. We are working as fast as we can to answer your call.
Should we do Thursday after lunch then? Or?
It's fine. Or, yeah. Can you do Tuesday, Andreas, or is that too booked for you?
It's only this. I don't know when the. It's only the faculty days, but maybe I mean.
No, but I guess I'm being a bit like slack with the faculty day because
I'm
30%.
Okay. But if Thursday works best, it's fine. I'll just need to go at like 3:45 or something.
I can meet earlier on Thursday.
Three.
That's fine.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Can we say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.